NBC Monitor News on the hour. Brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
Scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena today gave an initial assessment of what the spacecraft Surveyor 3 has found on the moon using its digging device and its cameras. They said the part of the moon's ocean of storms on which the craft landed looks good as a landing place for astronauts. They said the area seems to present no hazardous conditions, and it has what they call a certain cohesiveness. Svetlana Aleluyeva, the daughter of the late Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, said today that the first profits from her forthcoming autobiography will go to charity. Through her lawyer, she announced that she will give the initial earnings to charities in three of the countries that she has been in since leaving the Soviet Union: India, Switzerland, and the United States. Stalin's daughter, who arrived in this country yesterday, is staying at an undisclosed location. She said excerpts of her autobiography will appear in the New York Times and Life magazine before publication in book form by Harper & Row. More news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. I saw a father at the wheel of his car today teaching his five-year-old how to drive, and it was a moving sight. I moved over to the side of the road because he was teaching that little nipper the ecstasy of being the first car to blast off before the light changed, the delight of crossing three lanes of traffic, no signal, no hands. Now, the sad thing is, he probably won't be around long enough to see his kid grow up to be the type of driver he is, but even sadder, the chances that we will. So many fathers who carefully set a good example for their kids by good eating manners are so careless about the example they set by their driving manners. A few years of good driving manners and companies like State Farm Mutual can bring car insurance rates down. And that's important because State Farm's the world's largest car insurer.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
The death toll from yesterday's disastrous tornadoes in the Midwest rose today as more bodies were found in the wreckage and some of the injured died. A report from Ray James, NBC News in Chicago.
Rescue squads continue to search for additional missing persons in the wake of yesterday's vicious tornadoes. The death toll in Illinois stands at 50, with 1,500 injured. More than half the dead were in the South Chicago suburb of Oak Lawn, where there were advanced tornado warnings. But in the Northwest Illinois community of Belvedere, where 20 died, 9 of them students, School Superintendent Dr. Marshall Berner claims there was no warning.
There was no warning of the tornado coming. And the school had dismissed, so approximately 6 minutes, 8 minutes before the tornado hit, so that they were loading on buses. Some of them were two or three blocks down the street.
In all, there were 48 tornadoes in four Midwestern states, and tornado experts from the Weather Bureau are studying paths of the twisters for future information. Ray James, NBC News, Chicago.
The new government that the Greek army established yesterday reports that peace and quiet prevail in the country. The new regime also denied reports of a split in the armed forces and said the Navy and Air Force fully support the army leaders who engineered the takeover. The position of King Constantine remains unclear. There are conflicting reports on whether he knew of the coup in advance and whether he completely approved of it. His political opponents are the chief targets of the coup. A strong Vietnamese communist force has retreated from the scene of heavy fighting with U.S. Marines in a valley south of the big American base at Da Nang. Three Marine battalions had fought what appeared to be a communist regiment for about 20 hours. Each side reportedly lost close to 50 dead. The battle took place in the lower part of the troubled First Corps area, which covers five of South Vietnam's northern provinces. The Marines have been the chief Allied fighting force there. Today, the U.S. command announced that thousands of Army reinforcements from the 25th Division have moved in and that a special Army task force has been created to help the Marines. More in a moment.
For a great change, try a great change. For a great change, try a great change.
Did you know of the nearly 500 Quality Quartz motels? No two are identical. That's because quality motels are designed to be different, not carbon copies of each other. So for a great change, try a great change. Stop at the sign of the sunburst. Stay at a Quality Quartz motel.
President Johnson today made what he called a final appeal to the railroads and their craft unions to avoid a nationwide strike that could start on May 3rd. Both sides have turned down a contract settlement proposed by the president's special mediation panel. Walter Reuther's United Auto Workers today gave him permission to pull the union out of the AFL-CIO. All but five of the 3,000 delegates at a special UAW convention voted to back Reuther, who, in his feud with AFL-CIO President George Meany, charges that the merged labor organization is stagnating. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Quality Courts Motels brings you NBC Monitor News.
Metropolitan area news next on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York. TWA flies nonstop to California every hour on the hour, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call your travel agent or TWA at Oxford 5-6000. At 6 minutes past four, it's 76 degrees in New York City. Here are the latest metropolitan headlines. This just in, the U.S. Weather Bureau has issued an all-clear bulletin on the threat of a tornado in southeastern New York, eastern Pennsylvania, and interior northern New Jersey. Repeat, the U.S. Weather Bureau has issued an all-clear bulletin on the threat of a tornado in southeastern New York, eastern Pennsylvania, and the interior northern New Jersey section. A former Queens congressman and Democratic leader, 71-year-old James Rowe Sr., died of a heart attack today while vacationing in Florida. Rowe was leader of the party in the Queens from 1938 to 1954. In 1948, he got 15 first ballot votes for the Democratic presidential nomination after breaking with President Truman. Governor Ralph Prowanski of the Virgin Islands said today he's relieved that a New York State bill reducing the amount of liquor that can be brought home by tourists does not apply to liquor brought in the U.S. territories. The bill is awaiting the signature of Governor Rockefeller. Under existing federal law, tourists returning from the Virgin Islands can bring back up to a gallon of liquor duty-free. The new state law won't change that, but it will limit New York tourists to 1 quart of duty-free liquor from non-American overseas territories. A look at the weather. It's 76 degrees. It's partly cloudy. Humidity 39%. Barometer is falling. Wind southwest at 13 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy and mild this afternoon with a few showers. Tomorrow, fair and clear.
Don't move. Just leave your dial out. Here's a monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
And as you roll across the countryside this gorgeous Saturday afternoon in April, remember, it's Garden Week in Virginia. National Coin Week. The toll booths will help you remember that. And today is Oklahoma Day. So if you're driving in any special area of the country, stop a while and take part in the local celebrations. Also, the Louisiana Purchase Festival in Arkansas, Louisiana in Texas, and the International Azalea Festival in Norfolk, Virginia. For events of next weekend, watch this space.
There are those, I suppose, think we're mad. Heaven knows the world has gone to wrack and to ruin. What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and foreign and memorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie today is starting to go. Cars are getting snappier. Men say is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pets lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl. I'm changing and how. The beat that comes, but here comes currently modern lady.
Thoroughly modern and delightful, Julie Andrews. Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. Brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt Gowdy.
Do you have any shooting headaches? Well, we'd like to tell you how to cure them with aspirin and a BB gun right after this message. Did you ever think you'd like to own a camper? I know I have. Well, why not win one? You might if you see your Zebco dealer right away. A dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup with a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 cash, is the grand prize in Zebco's $25,000 sports stakes. Or you could win a 16-foot fiberglass outboard boat and Mercury motor, or any one of the 2,500 great prizes. As I said, just stop by your Zebco dealer and fill out an entry blank. No purchase is necessary. Now, while you're there, you'll want to see his 1967 lineup of Zebco balanced fishing tackle, the all-new Cardinal spinning reels by the Swedish craftsman of Abu, and the Redhead lines of outdoor sporting equipment. They're all products of Zebco, which means outstanding features, fine craftsmanship, and rugged dependability. Enter the Zebco $25,000 sports stakes now, void where prohibited by law. And since I'm not eligible, I hope you win. And remember, nothing measures up to Zebco quality. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation. If you hunters have been having a few headaches trying to hit fast-moving targets, I suggest you take a tip from an instinct shooter I know. His cure for poor shooting, an aspirin and a BB gun. No, he doesn't swallow the aspirin. He shatters it in the air with a BB shot from an air rifle. Sound incredible? Well, let me fill you in on this instinct shooting method. It's so simple, it can work for you too. You know, instinct shooting is as old as guns. The early shooters shot with both eyes open, pointing the gun just like you'd point your finger at an object. This is how Billy the Kid, Annie Oakley, Wyatt Earp, and other famous frontier deadeyes hit their targets. They never took time to close one eye and aim with the other. They just looked at the target, pointed, shot, and rarely missed. Today's expert shotgunners rarely are found closing one eye. They keep both eyes on the target, follow it with a gun barrel, touch off the trigger, and they make some uncanny shots. It's mostly a matter of practice. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors. With a dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup and $2,500 cash, you could have the fishing vacation of a lifetime, couldn't you? Well, you could win them both. Just stop by your Zebco Redhead dealers, fill out an entry blank, and you're eligible to win this grand prize or one of 2,500 other great outdoor prizes. No purchase is necessary. But don't wait. Enter the Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes at your Zebco dealers today. Void where prohibited by law. Zebco Division, Brunswick Corporation.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy again tomorrow, right here on the Monitor Beat.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Now famous opera star Robert Merrill sings a famous classic.
Is the one for you to have when you're having more than one. Shaper's pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun.
You know why Schaefer beer is different? Because every glass tastes the same. Schaefer has that rare quality of consistency. Schaefer constantly and consistently delivers the same great taste, first glass to last. So try Schaefer. You'll find that every glass is brewed to taste the same, and that makes all the difference.
Monitor back with you at 17 minutes after the hour. I'm Ed McMahon. some Super Bowl reflections from Hank Stram, coach of the pro football Kansas City Chiefs, right after Andy Williams sings.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, Alfie, then I guess it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I believe there's a heaven above, Alfie, I know there's something much more, something even unbelievers can believe in. I believe in love, Alfie. Without true love, we just exist, Alfie, until you find the love you've missed. You're nothing, Alfie. When you walk, let your heart lead the way, and you'll find love any day, Alfie.
In 1 minute, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs with some afterthoughts about the Super Bowl game. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong.
Today's special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Wins, 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 wins. This is California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world. Right on. Oh,
thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no.
Football today is so complex a game that the season is never really over for a coach. And for Hank Stram of the Kansas City Chiefs, the job is even harder. Harder, rather. He's living with his team's loss to the Green Bays in the Super Bowl. Here's a report from Monitor's Del Donahue in Kansas City.
Coach, the Chiefs season closed January 15th with that Super Bowl game. Your summer practice camp won't open until July 15th. How are you as the AFL Coach of the Year spending the offseason?
Del, we've been busy with our football program, basically getting ready for the draft right after the conclusion, really, of the Super Bowl game. And we finally got through the draft. We feel that we got along very nicely and were able to pick up some football players that will be able to make a contribution to our future success. There's been a lot of banquets, a lot of clinics and that kind of thing, Dale, but this is what has kept us busy since the conclusion of the Super Bowl game.
You said a number of times last season that the strengths and weaknesses of the NFL-AFL had been weighed only in words and that you were anxious to see the question settled on the grass. Did the game prove to you anything about the two leagues, or do you still have some questions?
I don't think, first of all, Dell, that one game is a true measure of the overall skills of one team or one league over another league. I think that particular day, again, the Green Bay Packers, the National Football League, was better than we were in our league, but I don't necessarily feel that the next time we played the same kind of a game, that the same thing would happen again. I still like to think that if we played it again maybe next week, that maybe the game would be won by the Kansas City Chiefs or the American Football League. And we'll have to wait now until Super Bowl number 2 in 1968 to find out what's going to happen at that time.
Harley, let me ask you this. Many tough games, many tough months between now and the next Super Bowl game. But if the Chiefs are there, would you also hope that the Packers will be there? In other words, would you like a second chance?
Yes, we definitely would. But the primary goal that we'll have in mind, really, Dell, would be the fact that it's not important who we play. The important thing is getting there ourselves, and who we get to play is incidental. But if we have a pick, why, of course, we naturally would love to be able to play Green Bay again.
Coach, what kind of mail have you received about the Super Bowl?
Dell, we've received, in fact, I'm still answering letters from people around the country regarding the Super Bowl game. It was both good and bad. Some letters, of course, like every coach, I think, you get some critical letters and some that are very, very nice. And this has basically been our situation since the Super Bowl game in January.
Thank you very much, Coach, and good luck to the Chiefs. Hank Stram, head coach at Kansas City. Del Donahue for Monitor Sports.
Some Monitor Sport shorts now. In the National Hockey League's best-of-seven Stanley Cup playoff final series, Toronto beat Montreal 3-0 to tie the series at one victory apiece. In track and field, Randy Matson of Texas A&M broke his own world record in the shot with a put of 71 feet, 5.5 inches. His old mark, 70 feet, 7.25 inches. In baseball, Chicago White Sox 1-0, a two-hitter for Joel Forlan, who had a no-hitter for 7 1/3 innings. Minnesota 4-3. All about sports, features, scores, developments throughout every weekend on Monitor.
The moonlight warms the silver sand. I see our sails across the cove. The water's crystal in your hand.
Sergio Mendes, Brasil 66, a spicy little tune titled Cinnamon and Clove.
Hi there, Annie Oakley, girl trick shot artist who never misses. You missed.
Just can't hit the side of a barn today.
Here, have some V8. That'll straighten you out.
Looks good, like tomato juice.
But it's V8 cocktail vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8 from Campbell. Beautiful, you did hit the side of the barn.
Monitor your listening companion throughout the nation on NBC stations. For instance, KXRO, Aberdeen, Washington, serving the entire Southeast Washington area for the past 40 years. Hello, Aberdeen and Southeast Washington. Join the whole NBC family now as our stations identify themselves all across the country. Ed McMahon here. Monitor continues shortly.
Conrad Adenauer, His Life and Times, a new special. Tuesday night, on the NBC Radio Network. How'd you like to double your pleasure today? Yes, you can, because it's double burger time at Wetson's, the hamburger drive-in restaurant. Here's how. Go to Wetson today and ask for Wetson's double burger. That's two delicious burgers on one toasted hamburger roll. A man-sized meal in itself, and at discount prices, no less. Love that hamburger. Listen to this. Wetson's uses only U.S. government-inspected all beef in their hamburgers. What a delicious treat. And it's garnished to a taste-tingling perfection. Love that hamburger. Wetson's proudly proclaims they buy only the best food and prepare it with tender care for your eating pleasure. And the price of Wetson's regular hamburger is still only 15 cents. Don't forget, it's double burger time at Wetson's. Double your pleasure today. In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. Roslyn, Long Island, a Wetson's located at 1045 Northern Boulevard. For the Wetson's nearest you, check your phone book. WNBC, New York.
You're in touch with Monitor 67. Ladies, what should you do with leftovers? Let Arlene Francis guest Pearl Pfizer, author of the Poor Women's Almanac, answer that question shortly after Steve and Edie give us one of their newest numbers.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that turned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. Yes, I believe in you.
I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk.
That is culture, dear, that reeks whenever I speak.
Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tigress that quickens your walk.
Then you've noticed, dear, the spring of the tigress whenever I walk.
Oh, I believe in you.
That very nice, dear.
I believe in you.
You said that twice.
When my faith in my fellow man, all but falls apart, I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
Bang, 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 reminiscence. scent of gin and vermouth.
Like martinis, dear, but just a drop of vermouth.
I believe in you.
That's very nice, dear. I believe in you.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick than any other car this year?
Wouldn't you really rather drive an exciting Buick with Sabre four-door hardtop? Wouldn't you rather get the extra cost white sidewalls, deluxe wheel covers, remote control outside mirror, and custom vinyl top covering at bargain savings? Sure you would. Because you'll save more during your Buick dealer's Buick Bargain Days. There are specially equipped Buicks for every pocketbook. The LeSabre four-door sedan, a Skylark sport coupe, and the bargain leader, the Buick Special Deluxe four-door sedan. They're all bargain equipped with those most wanted extras. Now, wouldn't you really rather drive a bargain? Do it today during Buick Bargain Days.
The following word on behalf of your local YWCA. Like to try something new, like learning to paint, sew, swim, or slim? Well, now's the time, and the place is your YWCA. Now, during National YWCA Week, become a part of something wonderful. Visit your local YWCA. Join up and join in the fun. Do it today. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and James Lee's Carpets. Here's Arlene.
How to delight your family with leftovers? Throw them out. Throw the leftovers out, that is, and take your family to a restaurant. We'll get some more impractical money-spending advice in just 1 minute. You've probably heard me talk about Lee's cushy carpets made with pile of Orlon 33 Acrylic by DuPont. But did I tell you about the five different textures? Well, Lee's has them all, you know, at their springy, lively Orlon 33 Best.
Springier, fancier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
When you look at Lee's full house of textures in carpets made with Orlon 33 acrylic, be sure to give them the touch test. Your bare toe will tell you how much springier, livelier, plushier these heavenly carpets by Lee's really are.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Beryl Fizer, whom I've known since the days of the Home Show on NBC, is writing a column for the Ladies' Home Journal called Poor Woman's Almanac. It's full of advice, like the suggestion I mentioned a minute ago about throwing out leftovers. Now, you don't really mean it, do you, Beryl?
Yes, I'd throw out everything but leftover steak, because I have a wonderful recipe for leftover steak.
If you have steak, even leftover, who needs recipes?
Yes. Well, now you see you're writing something for my poor woman's almanac. I can use that. But I do have a good recipe for leftover steak, and it's called a rich girl's omelet.
Hmm.
You cut up some onions and some mushrooms, and if you have a little endive, pieces of endive, and saute them in butter. Then you add cut up pieces of the leftover steak, and you warm that just a little bit, just enough so that it's warmed. Then you beat 3 eggs and put them in your omelet pan, which, as we all know and I remember from the Home Show, you never use your omelet pan for anything but an omelet, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you cook it slightly, sprinkle the steak and the onion and mushroom mixture in, and roll it up, and you've got a great steak omelet.
And I'm coming to your house for lunch.
Good.
You have a leftover. You said in your column that people who stand around the kitchen saying, "What can I do to help?" usually can't. Now, are you one of those?
No, I don't stand around the kitchen. I'd rather sit in the living room while someone else gets dinner. I'm probably the only woman in the country who watches the French chef while eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
The trouble with planning meals is you have to do it when you're not very hungry, and I will agree with you on that. And you have to shop for food when you're not even very hungry. And that makes it complicated, doesn't it?
Yes, and I'm not very lucky at food shopping. I have trouble finding ripe tomatoes. The last time I saw a ripe tomato was in 1948, I think.
And it was on a vine.
Right. And I do remember one time on the home show that we had a handy home man. You remember Wilt Pigelbeck,
sure,
who was our home editor? And he said, he tried to tell us how to judge a ripe melon. Mm-hmm. And he had two watermelons in front of him, and he thumped them. And he said, you tell a ripe watermelon by thumping it. And he went thump, thump, and he said, you see, that's green. You can tell that melon's not ready. Yeah. And he thumped the other one. He said, that's ripe. Now, you know that that's ready, so you buy the one that sounds like that. Well, have you ever gone into a market and thumped melons? I mean, all melons sound alike to me, for one thing. For two, just all these women can't go into a market and thump melons, because then by the time you get one, they'll be so ruined anyhow that you can't.
Not only that, but it'll sound like a bongo party. Yeah. Have you any unhandy tips for the gracious hostess at a dinner party?
Yes, I think one handy little thing to do is to solve the problem of which fork to use, just give people only one fork, and then they won't be covered with confusion.
Very good advice. The Poor Woman's Almanac in the Ladies' Home Journal is the place to find more of Beryl Fize's non-advice and unhandy home hints. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor.